Ride for World's Ending. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Sheila. Thank you so much for tuning in to the last ride of the day today. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Disneyland removed the eerie Snow White's scary adventures and added a cheerful, always, after the finale, returning the cheerfully classic Fantasyland dark ride to its original location after an extended coronavirus shutdown. Disneyland added a «Happier Than Ever» finale to the «Happy Ever After» finale at the end of the apocalypse, while bringing its dark rides back to their original locations after the coronavirus closed, and bringing Snow White's creepy adventure «Scary Adventure» to a scary «eerie» end. Disneyland removed «eerie» endings of «Snow White» and «eerie adventures» from the original world hits and also removed «eerie» endings from all of its darker rides, except the one in the dark areas of the park. The ride ended with the Evil Queen being sent away by lightning and falling to her death at the end of «Snow White's Fearless Adventure» in Fantasyland. Ride the Wave was worth it in almost every way for Lou's promise, including the fact that the two films did basically the same thing. There was no sign that this ending would have completely changed the impact of the film, making it the most popular rides in Walt Disney World history and eliminating the possibility of a sequel, but there were already more promotional images and videos going up for Pirates of the Caribbean, and it was already clear that Ride for Wave was doomed to be knocked on the head and forgotten. Where I stand, Ride the Wave is without doubt a great romance and a great piece of animation. It is a great example of Disney's ability to play with images and tell a story. Further up in Trondelig, the quiet curves of Route 680 in Kirksæterøra are 90 kilometers of soothing motorcycle therapy. You can cycle along the winding Pikes Peak Highway, hike up Pikes Peak, take a train to the summit, ride back down by train, or take a train to the summit and back up by bike or bike. Sit back, relax and enjoy the experience with your friends, family, friends of friends and even your own children. Those who did not manage to get a fast pass for Indiana Jones and the Raging Spirits could still join the single rider queue, which is much faster than the regular queue. You might also be able to pick up a fast pass at the end of the day, just before you head to the top of Pikes Peak, and walk, and then, when the situation calms down, go back on the popular ride to quickly descend the mountain at the end of the day. The Supercross starting gate can only hold a maximum of 22 riders, and the field must be reduced to at least 34 riders for the main event and 45 for a Grand Prix. Any driver who does not make it to the main event will receive serial points over the weekend, but will have to finish the night. Riders who finish in the top 10 in the combined Supercross and Motocross season also have the chance to obtain a permanent start number. A driver can earn number 99 by collecting total points at the end of the season, in addition to his number from the last Lucas Oil Pro Motorsport season. Many will be in action on the UAE Tour, but here are 12 male riders to watch as the 2021 season gets underway. Instead of driving in a virtual world, take the famous climb and experience a simulation of a real place. The ride is fully tolled, with a conductor who has the same voice as one of the oldest rides in Walt Disney World Park. That's all well and good, but when it comes to an absolutely terrifying ride, Disney should call it quits. Most other rides are no longer available, and the entrance fee is really not worth it. How such worlds are perceived, the ontologies on which they operate and the conditions for crossing them, are conditions that must be questioned and even exceeded. The world that could go down, or at least the world that could be considered to go down, is always a special construction that allows some to inhabit but others not. By developing speculative instruments to attune to these parallel worlds, it is possible to sense the limits and conditions of extractive ontology and to grasp its potentials and other habitats. Captain Jack is a freedom-loving pirate whose way of life is nearing the end of its usefulness to preserve the freedom he and his fellow pirates love. The Griswold family make it to their destination, Wally World, only to find that it is closed for repairs. One imagines a scientist becoming an avatar in an ocean world computer game, looking for signals of pollution, asking, where does the world end, as the ocean observatory provides further evidence of catastrophic environmental changes. This is all for today, guys. My name is Sheila and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of The Last Ride of the Day and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.